Good morning, church, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms in the congregation. I want to thank Pastor Dan for this invitation to speak to you today. It is truly an honor and a privilege. You know, Pastor Dan and I go back a very long ways being first cousins. Our fathers were brothers and our families were close. And I actually was the flower girl at his parents' wedding. And then a few years later, Dan was born, and he was such a cute baby. And the cousins, we would just love kissing his chubby cheeks. And I won't tell any stories on Pastor Dan this morning, but I will mention that I have always appreciated him, as he has always been most kind and loving. Well, moms, where would we be without mothers? They are special and they teach us so much about life. They are there at birth to feed us and to nurture us. And they are there to teach us to walk and to talk. They are there to take us to school. And they are there to kiss away the boo-boos when we get hurt. They are there to pray with us and show us the way. They are there when we come home with our broken hearts. Moms, never underestimate the role that you play in the lives of your children. No matter the age you may be, no matter the age your children are, they look up to you as role models. You are there to invest in their lives so that one day they can make a difference in the world we live in. You are there reflecting God's love, which will give them strength to keep going. You know, a teacher gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what it does. And the next day in a written test, she included this question. My full name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? Well, when the test papers were turned in, the teacher was astonished to find that almost 50% of the students answered the question with the word mother. Those students got that answer right. So moms today, happy Mother's Day again. Today I have an encouraging word, not just for moms, but for everyone that is listening. Our lives sure changed on Thursday, March 11th, 2020, when the World Health Organization stated, we have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Our provincial premiers took action and our provinces were shut down with many activities suspended. But we weren't the only ones in lockdown. Much of the world was and has been. The world, our lives as we have known them, have changed. One day you were out and about enjoying life and the next day lockdown. You are confined to your homes. No more shopping trips, no more eating out, no more traveling. Social distancing became a reality along with wearing masks, constant hand washing. This virus has caused a lot of heartache, stress, loss of economy, fear, and so much more. Let's face it, when unexpected things happen. When storms hit your world, it creates turmoil, disappointment, distress, and heartache. In Mark 6, 45 to 51, we read of an incident when the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee and they encountered an unexpected, unforeseen storm. Verse 45 says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went into the hills to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down, and they were completely amazed. It was at the end of the day, and Jesus was exhausted, physically and emotionally. You know, he had learned earlier that day that his cousin John had been beheaded. Jesus wanted to get away to grieve, but the crowds were everywhere. He had fed 5,000 men plus women and children, and now he just wanted some alone time with his father. So he told his disciples to get into the boat and cross over to the other side, and he went up into the hills to pray. Verse 45 says, he made his disciples get into the boat. He ordered them to go on ahead. He put his disciples into the boat, and he stays behind to pray. And the disciples obeyed. They did what he had asked. In John's version of this story, John 6:17 says, by now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. They had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles. What was the result of their obedience? The disciples were experiencing the ride of their lives because of the huge waves on the Sea of Galilee. The first thing I have learned about storms is that, number one, storms are in the plan of Jesus. The disciples obeyed Jesus by getting into the boat. He told them to go on ahead. He knew the storm was coming, and he still told them to go. And what was the result? They ended up in a storm so fierce that they rowed all night long, and they didn't go anywhere. They were just able to keep afloat. Storms come to everyone. They are a part of life. In James 1 and 2, it says, when you face trials, notice it does not say if you face trials. Count on it. You will face storms in life. They are inevitable. Jesus said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. At 26 years of age, while celebrating my birthday, my first husband looked at me and said, Anna, I am tired of a double life. I am gay, and I'm coming out of my closet. Not quite the birthday present I was expecting. You will have trouble, not if. You will have trouble. Not only do storms come to everyone, but storms are very unpredictable. They come suddenly. They come unexpectedly. On September 18th, 2013, I walked into my doctor's office to get the results of a routine mammogram. And he told me, you have breast cancer. I want you to go see the surgeon right now. Well, nobody likes to be told that they have cancer. It's like hearing a death sentence. And so that day began my cancer journey. Storms are unpredictable. They are sudden and they are unexpected. Storms are also impartial. They happen to good people. They happen to bad people. They happen to believers. They happen to unbelievers. Matthew 5:45 says, he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. Storms came to Jonah when he disobeyed God. Storms came to Jesus' disciples when they obeyed him. Jesus said, get into the boat. They got into the boat and they sailed right into a storm. They were obeying God. They were in the center of his will. The disciples got into a storm because they had obeyed God. When you're going through a tough time, don't automatically assume, I must be out of God's will. You may be exactly where God wants you to be. Being a Christian does not mean that you are exempt from storms. No one is immune to storms because storms are impartial. They come to everyone. I want you to notice something else. Even though storms are a part of the plan, Jesus is not only praying, he is watching. He is aware of what is going on. The disciples were busy trying to stay afloat for over 9 hours, and they must have wondered if they were going to die that night. The last time they were in a storm on the sea, Jesus was with them, but this time he was not. However, he was watching and praying, and we can rest assured today that Jesus is watching and praying in regards to our situation. Hebrews 7:25 tells us, he always lives to intercede for us. And then I see that Jesus waits. Verse 48 continues to say, about the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them. That is about 3 o'clock in the morning. Remember, they had gotten into the boat around 6 p.m. the previous evening. And Jesus only goes out to them at the fourth watch, which was about 3 a.m., 9 hours on the raging sea, a long time to be without the presence of Jesus. He waited to go out to them. And I don't know why he waits, but we have to trust him on this one. And maybe that is precisely the reason why he waits, to see if we will continue to trust him when the trial seems to be unending. Will we continue to trust him when we are tired and discouraged? I wish I had more time to share my story this morning. I was single again for 10 years. In that time, I was determined to continue serving God no matter what. And God opened many doors of opportunity for me. I did not blame him for what had happened to me. And 8 years later, my ex-husband died of AIDS. A year later, the Lord brought my present husband, a widower with 3 children, into my life, and we have just celebrated our 32nd anniversary. So, storms are in the plan of Jesus. He is praying, he is watching, and he waits. Secondly, storms demonstrate the power and presence of Jesus. Verse 48 reads, about the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them. How? Walking on the water. So, his walking on water revealed his power. Jesus demonstrated his power by being able to walk on water despite the storm. The wind and the waves did not stop him. He proved to his disciples once again that he is the creator of the universe. He is the Lord of nature. Matthew recounts the same event in chapter 14 and tells how Jesus even helped Peter do the impossible, for Peter jumped out of the boat and walked on water too. His power was displayed over and over again, yet his disciples missed who he was and the power that he had. But there is more. His words revealed his presence. He comes to them out on the water, and verse 50 says that he calls out to them, "Take courage, it is I, be not afraid." They were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost coming towards them. But his presence, his voice, his words brought reassurance that everything was going to be all right. You see, Jesus will never abandon you in the midst of a storm. I have learned that Jesus comes at just the right time. He is never too early. He's never too late. The question lies with you. Will you continue to love God, to trust him, to obey his word, to worship him, even when you have no sense of his presence? Just because we may not feel him does not mean he is not there. God is omnipresent. He is always present. He's always there because God is everywhere present. Jeremiah 23:24 says, "Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth?" Be assured today that God is always near. He does not leave us stranded in a storm, but instead he is right beside us, watching and waiting for that right moment. He will come and display his power by performing the miraculous and by bringing those words of comfort. Verse 51 continues, "Then Jesus climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down, and they were completely amazed." The wind died down, and there was peace. The storm was no more. And that tells me that storms usher in the peace of Jesus. His power was displayed. The storm was stilled. The sea was now calm, and there was peace at last. And the disciples, they were once again amazed. Again, they thought, "Who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him?" You know, we worry and fret about a lot of things. Friends, we need to trust Jesus and be assured that he will come at just the right time to display his power and bring his peace. John 14:27 says, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." 4 years ago, Mother's Day weekend, 2017, our family was faced with another crisis. We have experienced many over the years. Well, Tanya, our youngest daughter, who was 27 at the time, was diagnosed with Bell's palsy. A week later, she was re-diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, shingles in the ear, which caused the facial paralysis. Her hearing became greatly amplified. She could not go out and be in a crowd. She could not take any kind of noise. She was isolated at home and could not function. This hyperacusis caused her brain to be traumatized, and she came down with functional neurological disorder. Time was not a friend, and she became worse. And it was a distressing time where we did not see much hope in her situation. But we never gave up. We kept believing. We kept praying. We kept fighting in prayer for a miracle. And tears were shed. There were sleepless nights. But we pressed on. And then, by God, at just the right time, not our timing, but 2.5 years later, Jesus showed up, and it all happened so fast when it did happen. We heard of a doctor in Ottawa who could possibly treat her, and after 10 treatments, her hearing returned to normal. She stopped shaking at noise, and life is now normal once again, and peace reigns. We stand back today and give God glory because Jesus showed up at just the right time. She was beginning to think that there was no hope for her situation. And it was then that God stepped in. Nothing is impossible for our Lord. He can calm the raging sea. He can set the captive free. He can provide for our every need. He can perform the miraculous in any and every situation. And while storms are bigger than we are, God is bigger than any storm. Although we can't control the storms that enter our lives, we serve the one who is in control of everything, who has the power to transform any storm into peace. In conclusion, storms do come, and thankfully, they do go. So, what happens when you are caught in a storm and you have not heard him speak. You haven't seen him at work and you are tired of waiting and watching. Well, I tell you this morning, you keep on rowing. You keep on rowing and rowing. That's what the disciples did. They kept rowing on that raging sea, rowing and rowing until Jesus came. They rowed to keep themselves afloat. They rowed and rowed and waited till he came. Jesus wants you to develop some muscle power. He wants you to keep rowing. You are to keep rowing and rowing until he finally comes and intervenes. Let's face it, storms are part of the plan. They come to everyone. They are unpredictable and they are impartial. But rest assured, Jesus is praying. He is watching. And at just the right moment, he will come, display his power and presence, perform the miraculous, and bring peace in your situation. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you that you are the God of the storms, that no matter where we may find ourselves, you are there. You have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So we can rest assured that even though we may feel you are a million miles away, in reality, you are right there beside us, imparting your strength and your help. Father, I pray for those today who find themselves in the midst of a storm and they feel like the sea is raging and the waves are causing them to sink. Perhaps they feel like they are in the fire and are going to be burned. But Lord, you have always promised a way out if we hang in there, if we continue to trust you and keep faithful towards you. Father, I pray today that these in the storms will find peace, that they will know that you are there with them and they will find comfort in that reality. So Lord, I pray that you will help them to go through the storm, because I know you will take them to the other side. May they experience your peace today, knowing that you are going to calm those waters. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.